Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic is honor instead of shame. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 7a. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Please, permit me to continue with people dealing with shame this morning because God is not done with them yet. When Jesus was crucified, there were a lot of things done to him that may not have been necessary. In one of our episodes at Easter, I spoke about how unnecessary in the physical it was for Jesus to be flogged. Yet, God made sure by divine arrangement that Jesus was flogged because those stripes on his body were the very things that procured healing for us, the saints. One other thing that happened to Jesus was that he was greatly humiliated. He was spat upon, beaten, slapped, mocked, and was stripped naked before thousands and thousands of people. Can you imagine the shame? Was it necessary in the physical for all that to be done to a man who was still going to be killed? No. But in the spiritual, God ensured it would happen. Jesus bore that shame so that you would never have a reason to carry shame ever again. Shame is one of the major things that Christ dealt with on that cross. So, if you have received the salvation of your spirit from that cross, what is stopping you from receiving the other things Jesus provided for you on the cross? Our anchor scripture is speaking to someone this morning. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. I remember the first time I saw that scripture many years ago. It was pinned to the bed of a precious relative who had been jilted, so to speak, by the person she was to get married to. God must have given her that word at that time, and she put it up in a place where she could see it. I can imagine that she confessed that scripture out loud many times. Today, she has indeed forgotten the sorrows of that period of her life, because God has given her double honor in exchange for whatever shame she had experienced. Remember the woman at the well we spoke about yesterday? Jesus changed her story. From ashamed and embarrassed, he made her into an evangelist with results. Because of her testimony, many men came to know the Lord. To that one listening to me who is still battling with shame, please, there is honor, double honor in fact, on the other side of that shame. Lay it bare before the Lord. With the woman yesterday, she didn't try to hide her past from Jesus. There was no use. He knew it all anyway. But it was her willingness to lay it bare before Jesus that caused the exchange to happen. Shame for honor. This morning, let every stronghold of shame holding anyone down give way to double honor in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning. We break the yoke of shame and disgrace in every life. Take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.